Welcome to today's Wrenchgott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian Grade School Theater teacher Elizabeth Oster here and her students Jace Amels, Jocelyn Gritters, Molly Bolt, and Keegan Cadwell join us on today's program to talk about their upcoming performance of Treasure Island on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Why did you select Treasure Island for these kids to perform?
Okay, I selected it for several reasons. One, our 8th grade theater troupe at Pella Christian is part of our literature curriculum, so I try to choose plays that are connected with classic literature in one way or another, and that's true of Treasure Island. It's based on a classic novel. I'm also doing it in memory of a former theater troupe student of mine who was tragically killed 2 summers ago. He was in my original production of Treasure Island in 2006, so I'm also doing it in honor of him. But I just thought the characters of this play were a good fit for this class.
Speaking of the characters, we're going to go around the horn. Who are you playing and what is kind of behind your role? What do you do and what part do you play?
I'm Jim Hawkins, and I am basically a kid who is friends with a pirate. And then he gives me a map and we go sailing to Treasure Island to try to find it.
I'm Red Dog. I'm a pirate who is part of Flint's crew. And I hear about the treasure map, and I want the treasure for myself, so I go with Jim and act normal.
I play Amy, and she is a young girl who admires Jim Hawkins, and she goes along on the treasure voyage with him.
I play Long John Silver, and he's like a loud, bellowing character who's like the leader of the pirates.
When it comes to how you guys have been able to perform and produce and get ready for this, what are some of the most fun things that you've been able to do, and what is fun about theater? Why do you enjoy it?
Well, I kind of like theater because it gives you just a chance to do something new and different. And I'd say the favorite part of my play this year has been sword fighting. That's really fun.
I enjoy theater because it's like you can be a different character, be something you're not normally. And also my favorite part of the play is either sword fighting or just trying to act really mean.
So are you a villain in this?
Yes.
Do you like being the villain?
Yeah, I do.
Why is that?
Because then I kind of get to boss everyone around.
I like acting for the same reason. I like to be able to be a new person than I am and just to like be able to be different. And my favorite part of the play is just like, yeah, I guess just being a new person. I just like to be different.
And I heard there was a romance. Is that a favorite part for both of you, or is that not so favorite yet?
No, not really.
When you look at what you've been able to learn in class so far, what have you learned about theater? What are some of the things that you didn't know coming into this experience that you learn now?
Okay, well, I've learned that you just need to like be what your character would be and just do what he would do or she would do whenever you're doing the play, and to talk slow.
I've learned like how to kind of make your voice sound like meaner a little. And I've also learned to leave yourself at the door and totally be in character. But I'm not so good at that yet, so yeah.
Well, we'll give you some practice. I want to hear the mean voice.
Oh.
If you're ready. I mean, this is on the spot.
I'm not too ready, but I don't know.
Say a line.
Say a line.
You'll have it in due time.
We'll be tipping you the black spot if you don't come through, Silver.
See? You're working on it. That sounds mean and nasty, and now I'm scared over here. So, Molly, what have you learned?
Well, I've learned that you can't break character, and that even, like, if you don't have the same feelings in real life that you do in the play, then you should still, like, express those feelings, even if since you're just acting.
I have learned to talk slower. That was a huge part. I talk very fast whenever I do the things, but I'm better at it now, I hope. And I've learned to leave myself at the door and become someone else, character, Long John Silver.
from your perspective, what are you hoping they learn? It sounds like they've learned a lot of different aspects, but what was your goal and your intention through this program?
For me, I think one of the best parts of theater is that it builds community like nothing else I've ever seen. Sometimes there are barriers socially between kids, and when you put them in a play together and they get to interact in a different context, a lot of times those walls come down. I see new friendships being formed. I think that being able to speak and express yourself well is a life skill that's valuable far beyond school. And just the whole experience of being part of a production, working together to make it meaningful and successful for an audience is huge, a huge accomplishment, especially for an eighth grade class.
Admission is a free will offering at the door of the Vermeer Auditorium at Pella Christian High School. That concludes today's Wrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.